The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, not your father's retirement, part two. So we got through part one last week. But before we jump into not your father's retirement, from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, grab a pen and paper because we're going to make a free offer for that book today. But let's recap what happened this week. Yeesh. Okay, that probably says everything. Just yeesh. Okay. These are supposed to be the dog days of summer. It's supposed to be August and kind of quiet and not much going on. And there's a lot going on. So again, our goal is not just to say the Dow went up or down and S&P, you know, give you a bunch of numbers. Our goal is to get behind in numbers, tell you kind of what we think is going on to help you position yourself. So Monday, we had a sharp sell-off. Kind of chop, chop, chop. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Though, you know, Thursday ended on a nice note. Thursday, the Dow was up 300 points. All eyes were on this for some several weeks now, is the Jackson Hole Conference. The Fed Chair Powell is going to speak about the thoughts about inflation. Now, we've heard the Fed governors on and on and on popping up all during the week, and some want to raise rates 0.75%. Some want to give it some more time. But the final arbitrator is that of Jerome Powell. So kind of surprised a lot of people in a 10-minute speech. Well, it was kind of a wrecking ball for the market. He said, quote-unquote, that kind of drove the market crazy, is that we're going to have to endure a lot of pain, or pain, I should say, to alleviate inflation. Okay. Got that. Have we already endured some pain this year on a whole bunch of fronts? So we went from unchanged to minus 100, minus 200, cascading lower and lower and lower to... Thankfully, the bell hit at 4 o'clock, as it does every day on the New York Stock Exchange, well, Monday through Friday, and the Dow was lower by over 1,000 points. Thanks to the bell, God knows where it was going to go. So it was a TKO, Bears versus the Bulls. There was no mistake in that. Now, just the Friday beforehand, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was over 34,000. So what we're really seeing here this year is the Federal Reserve kind of making up for lost time. Let's face it, they missed it last year. Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, not to go finger-pointing, but seriously, I mean, if a coach was this wrong, you wouldn't have a job. But remember, these are government workers. So the Fed, big miss, you know, was to talk about transitory, and the inflation's transitory. Actually, Fed Chair Powell, by the way, it was interesting because last year he called inflation transitory up until the time he was reappointed, and they told us to retire the word transitory. Well, we should have retired him. No, we won't go there. Okay. Try to keep this. But that, to me now, is the pendulum swung too far the other way. They probably could have been raising, should have, would have, could have, a little bit last year, instead of desperately raising rates 0.75% to deal with inflation. And we're going to get to that in a second. But, you know, people say, well, higher interest rates, why does that impact the market? Well, first off, the cost of money goes higher. So if your equity lines you have, you know what I'm talking about. Credit cards, if you have them, you know what I'm talking about. Of course, credit cards go from like 12% up to 20%. And I guess, you know, the higher cost of money spills over to the real estate market, probably more specifically than anything else. I mean, last Christmas, we had a 2.75 to 3% mortgage. Now, it depends on your credit score and all that. And then it doubled. I mean, the velocity of such, you know, from 2.75 to about 5.5 to 5.75 in June, July of this year. That spooks a lot of people. Someone who's going to be able to afford a $500,000 home based on affordability of low interest rates, now that same home, you can probably afford for about $350,000. So that's definitely going to take a hit on real estate. Remember, the number one asset in America for most people is their homes. And the wealth effect goes something like this. When you see your neighbors have 40 people at open house and they're getting 14 bids, you say, maybe we should do that deck now because it'll add value to the house, or, you know, these type of projects. Or maybe get new appliances, do a new kitchen. when you start seeing real estate prices go lower, and instead of having 40 people at an open house, you're hearing, like we were hearing, 2, 3, 4 people at an open house, you pull back and don't do that type of spending. So it's kind of a vicious cycle you get yourself into. So this is a big miss by the Federal Reserve, but here we are. Now, the next meeting is September 21st, and it's not a question whether they're going to raise rates. They definitely are. The question is, will it be 0.5% or 0.75%? It kind of goes back and forth. After this meeting yesterday, it feels like to the market and why it sold off so much, it'll probably be a third 3/4 rate hike in a row, something we haven't seen in a very, very long time, on top of a very slow economy. We've been seeing some economic numbers coming out this week, including just yesterday, Friday, was the personal income, personal consumption, spending, all these kind of numbers, showing there's a slowdown. In fact, earlier in the week, the New York manufacturing number fell off a cliff. So in real time, we're seeing things slow down. Message to the Fed, message to the Fed. Do we really need to raise rates this aggressively? Well, I guess they have to because of last year's miss. So, unfortunately, what we're experiencing right now, by definition, again, I know we change definitions all the time, but let's get real here. 2 quarters in a row, negative GDP growth is, in fact, a recession. That is a fact. It's a shallow recession, but call it what it is. We're in a period right now with slow growth or contracting growth. You want to call that contracting growth? Let me think about that. Well, okay. We're actually slow growth and high inflation. Bingo, it's called stagflation. So if you get on Jeopardy and that question comes up, it's called stagflation, which is really the worst of both worlds. So here we are, kind of in a pickle, having to deal with the Federal Reserve and the uncertainty of every Fed governor coming. There's only 7 of them. As I've shared, it feels like the movie Multiplicity with Michael Keaton. It's like 19 of them all around, always talking about blah, 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 blah. Bullard from St. Louis, he's the most bearish, and he wants to raise rates until we have nothing left. And quite frankly, while we're on this rant, but it's not really a rant because we're trying to get behind the numbers and see what's happening, why the market's so concerned. One of the biggest concerns the market has with all this is that they may just really squash this economy altogether by raising rates. And instead of having a so-called soft landing of the economy, have a hard landing. That's what people are concerned about. For me, the biggest problem about raising rates, it really hurts real estate, and that's a kind of unintended consequence. Really, higher rates don't really deal too much with inflation. We have bottlenecks. We have supply chain disruptions. We have demand versus supply with oil. A lot of these issues don't come with just keep hiking rates. Some of these things need to be figured out logistically, to get things through. So unfortunately, I do believe they're tackling the wrong situation. And I wish I had a bunch of Army Corps of engineers to figure out the logistics, but supply chain disruptions, supply chains are adding cost, energy's adding cost, and that's where the inflation is, not with lower interest rates. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. There are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. Our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, Not Your Father's Retirement Part 2. Of course, right before the break, we were getting into the markets. Now, you just heard my friend Mike Bennett offer the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a topic that we're covering here today. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do. I ask you to stop what you're doing right now. Get a pen, get a paper, crayons, whatever, back in the envelope, and write this phone number down because I want you to get this book for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. This is for your free edition of Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get this book for free. Now, early bird gets the worm, and it's pretty early. So here it is, 845-371-0101. 0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here today and what we're doing throughout the year. Each Sunday kind of builds on each other, and it's all right there in that book. Now, you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get that book for $17.99, but I think you should pick up the phone, get it for free. How's that? 845-371-0101. And be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. You know that. So if you're driving around 6 a.m. right now, about 10 after 6 or so, you may be an essential worker. And if you are, thank you. Thank you. We continue to thank you for your hard work and dedication. And of course, stay tuned for this Casey show, Shine On, the health and happiness show, is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're trying to make you healthy, wealthy, wise. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour, I've called it. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do famous, Mike and Casey show. And at 5, well, no, probably about 6 o'clock now, 6:15, on the Andy Bales show, coming back from work, Bill Kugel. You know Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management, that southern accent he has. Well, he'll give you the national business news, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created. All this is consolidated on MahoneyGPS.com. I had a couple of TV appearances this week. These programs are actually called podcasts now, so you can find that in the archive. Articles, a newsletter you can sign for free, more information about our books, more information about all this craziness that's going on in the world. So it's right there at MahoneyGPS.com. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Thanks to Randy Turner, the engineer extraordinaire who makes this all happen. And I want to say a shout out to my fourth grade teacher who tunes in. Yes, my fourth grade teacher, since I'm only ninth grade now. So my fourth grade teacher, Mr. Pierce, who tunes in. Thank you for, so many things. I mean, you can only wish you had a Mr. Pierce in your life, and a great foundation at an early age, and all the care that he put into me and the rest of the class and all the students. He did tell me, though, I am responsible for his first gray hair, and I think he's right about that. So thank you, Mr. Pierce, for tuning in, and all the others who obviously tune in every Sunday morning to hear what's going on. Now, again, we recapped the stock market, and the reason why I recapped that, to make you a better investor, there's a lot of risk out there. Be careful. We itemized what's going on with the Federal Reserve, what shouldn't be going on with the Federal Reserve. We gave them some solutions if they actually tune in, but they probably don't. But anyway, be cautious out there. Again, that does not mean sell everything. I don't know your situation, but let's not be a hero in a market that has a lot of headwinds. So let's get into Not Your Father's Retirement Part 2. Now, to recap last week, we said probably the first thing you should do is do some type of inventory. You know, when it comes to you doing your taxes, you know, April 15th kind of, well, some years is April 18th, May 15th can be bouncing around. But typically, April 15th is when you have to get your taxes done or file for an extension. And there's some type of deadline. You know, when it comes to retirement planning, there is no deadline. So why not make deadline your September 1st or October 1st? You know, create your own deadline to start tackling this and take an inventory of what you have. And I know, like, of course, I know where everything is. No, maybe a little spreadsheet, maybe an old 401k out there you forgot about. Or, you know, it's first, you know, let's see what you have and kind of go from there. Now, if you kind of visualize what our GPS, a GPS for us kind of helps navigate our clients. I've actually trademarked a GPS for retirement, because I think it's really strong, because it gives you a foundation of, okay, are we on course? Are we off course? Yeah, a lot of cliches around GPS, but it really breaks it down. If you're going to a wedding, let's say, you put in the coordinates, boom. Again, I call my GPS Mindy, and she yells at me sometimes I'm rerouting, but you get the picture. You have to have a destination, and that's what I think our GPS does. It takes the concepts of a GPS going somewhere, a destination, and then tries to back into how you get to the destination through numbers and so forth. So from left to right, you have expenses, you know, in a column going down, and those expenses are going to go up thanks in part to inflation. You're going to get Social Security. By the way, Social Security coming into this year, for those who are receiving it, got a 5.9% cost of living adjustment. This may sound shocking, but I do believe in early November when they come out for the numbers for 2023, hold on to your hats, it could be close to 9% increase cost of living adjustment for Social Security. That's the calculation I've come up with in the back of the envelope figuring out. But again, so you have Social Security net after taxes to combat some of your expenses. You may have a pension. You may still be putting money away to retirement account, 401k, 403b. You've already saved some assets. And from this big picture, now you can make a lot of other decisions in your life. This shouldn't always be about numbers. Hopefully that gives way to lifestyle. We've done thousands of GPSs or hundreds. I'm not sure what the number is, but that's pretty much, we do a lot of this. And it's really interesting to sometimes for people to see that they want to retire doing this exercise that they can retire. And some people, because of this projection, retired earlier and gave themselves more time in retirement. So I'm not sure that's you or your neighbor, but we've been doing this a long time, and a lot of people are surprised that actually they're in better shape than they think. By the way, if you want to get that GPS and you want to do it right on a computer, MahoneyGPS.com, right there on the landing page is a GPS. You can put in your different things, hit enter, and that will come your GPS for you. And we do that for free. We do it for free because we hope maybe down the road you'll work with us. But we want to educate you first, like in shows like this. We also want to be able to put books in front of you to educate you. But we also want to make sure you know where you are in your GPS cycle. Are you getting closer to destination? Is Mindy rerouting you? Do you have to take a little sidebar, take a year off or something? Whatever it is, you know, we want to kind of plan those type of things. And I know of all the things we've done for our clients, I've been doing this for 33 years. It's not about, oh, did you buy Apple and sell it Apple? You know, it's nice to make money in Apple or Tesla or any of these names. But I think the most amount of, let's say, purpose or the most amount of information we can give and helpful is really this GPS that is your own customized GPS, so you know where you're going. And see, look, also, if you have a shortfall, may have to add a little bit more to your 401k or add to your 403b. It's good to know that before you're 6-7 years out, before that runway. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, Not Your Father's Retirement, Part 2. And, before we get to Part 2, you heard my friend Mike Bennett offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Whoa, a book, same show, title, okay. Well, to get that book, very simply, call 845-371-0101. That's an easy number to remember, right? Area code 845 out of Rockland County, 371-0101. And I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here, what we're doing here today, talking about Not Your Father's Retirement. But all the time we talk about retirement, savings, the stock market, estate planning. We've kind of covered a lot of topics every Sunday morning with you, and they're all right there in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. First 20 calls, we'll get that book for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. And for some of you have been listening for years on this show on a Sunday morning, like, one of these days I'll pick up the phone and call them and get a free book. Well, let that be today, okay? So 845-371-0101. Selling to Barnes & Noble Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get the book for free again. Last time, here it is, 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. If you're driving around these early hours, chances are you're an essential worker, maybe leaving a hospital, different shifts and so forth. Thank you. Thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show. Shine on. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, without fail, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey show. At around 6:15 on the Andy Bale show, coming home from work, presumably, you'll hear Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that southern accent you've heard. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes did or didn't do, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, and the local Hudson Valley business news that we created for you right there. All this information, without fail, is right there consolidated on MahoneyGPS.com. There's so many things that are going on. I said kind of remain a little bit cautious. Again, not scared, not selling everything, but you know, we have some headwinds. But again, you can get a newsletter that comes out every Tuesday evening and kind of gives a green light, yellow light, red light to the markets. It kind of consolidates all the different information, archives, you know, everything that's all there. So right there, MahoneyGPS.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We're not going to bombard you with a whole bunch of just once a week, Tuesday evening, kind of let you know what's going on. Stay in touch with us right there. So we launched Not Your Father's Retirement. That book came out about 6 years ago. And still a lot of the concepts, pretty much 90% of what I wrote, it still holds true today, 6 years later. Now, I think one of the concepts I want to share with you is kind of visualize a stool or you know, maybe a chair you're sitting on. And if it had one leg on that chair, it would probably topple over. It probably would not be a good way. It wouldn't be a good foundation. And again, if you're just relying on Social Security, I'm sure most of you are not, but if you're just relying on Social Security, that's very similar to just having like one leg on a chair. It's not going to be very, very sturdy. I mean, our goal is to have multiple sources of income, multiple legs on a chair, so to speak. That is your Social Security. Maybe you have a pension. Your assets that you're accumulating through a 401k, 403b, an accumulation phase may eventually become an income phase down the road, which is nice. You may have a two-family home, let's say, maybe a consulting. But the goal here is kind of visualize in retirement to have as many different legs as possible and not rely on any one of them. Of course, that's common sense. But when you visualize that way, you can say to yourself, oh, yeah, check. Yeah, I do have a pension. Yeah, a small one because I left that company. Oh, I have Social Security coming in. Yeah, check Social Security, SSA.gov. Make sure your numbers are correct. Yeah, you're right. I'm contributing to, and I also have other assets. I inherited some assets. I put money away when I was younger. You know, you put all this together, and then you have multiple legs on a chair. And that's a lot stable future for your retirement. Look, there's a lot of times when you say, oh, just to do this costs so much money. There's a lot of things to do in free. I wrote a quick little chapter in there about living abundantly, but not very expensive. I mean, I think some of the best days I've had, honestly, were hiking with my boys. I mean, we got a sandwich beforehand, got some water, chips, whatever. How much? Nothing burger. I also have had the experience and go to some nice, fancy, schmancy New York City French restaurant, paying crazy amounts of money, being like, I never saw the waiter. I'm not going to be one of those type of guys. But it's like, it wasn't that great of experience. So, we have to kind of flip our mindset. In retirement, you have more time. Things slow down a little bit. You can actually take your time and go to a fair, go this and do these things that don't really cost a lot of money, but have great experiences. So don't mix the two up. That's one of the chapters in the book I want to share with you, because I think most people think, you have to do this is expensive. Yeah, it is expensive. Inflation's higher, but there's a lot of things that are still free out there. I promise you, just need to dig into it a little bit. Again, when you're running a 9-to-5 job, leaving at 6 a.m. and you don't have time, but now when you get into retirement, things slow down and you got some of your best days without much money. Now, how should I say this? Once you're into this GPS we spoke about and we look at expenses, the first thing I do is the first 3 or 4 years, I add an extra $10,000 a year to one's projections for expenses. And they look at me like, what are you, crazy? Like, no. I'll probably spend less money. Ask your friends who are retired. Ask those family members who are retired. They may tell you they spend more money in retirement, but it only makes sense. If you think about Monday through Friday, I bring my little lunch to work. I mean, how much money can I really spend on a Tuesday or Wednesday? Hey, on the weekends, the wheels come off, you know, meeting some friends for dinner or all these things that kind of happen, all this activity. But what is retirement? But a very long weekend, a perpetual weekend. So I put that in there also, not because of the for the time element, which is you have more time, you'll spend more money. But that extra money should be out of the gate while you're healthy. You don't wait till your 80s to do this big crescendo. You're 62 years old, you just retired. Get to Italy. Let's factor that in. So when you go to Italy, you're not saying, geez, could I have afforded? Does this make sense? But if it's part of the plan, and part of the plan is spend, let's say, an extra $10,000 per year to do this Pompeii trip in Italy or Costa Rica and do your zip lining or whatever it is that you do, you factor that in. If the numbers jive, then you go away guilt-free. I think that's really important there too. And by the way, your second act, if you do retire, you want to do something different, consider your second act is, hey, primarily love doing it. However, secondarily getting income instead of the other way around. Your first act was the grind, grind, grind. Wow, time goes by so fast. We just snuck in that chapter. For more information about what we do, again, go to MahoneyGPS.com. And of course, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.